I mean, is that the same? Is that a family name or something?
College was founded by the preacher.
Uh-huh.
A preacher, Reverend. Well, Reverend, I don't know whether it's the same one. This section, way back when it was first founded, by not old together, but a big part of it was and the other half was almost.
Is he in the mountain around here?
Mountain, yeah, mountain. That's down on Johnson City Highway.
Uh-huh.
Mountain, and then we have a zoo down here. Some of the first settlers back when the soldiers gathered there back in the Revolutionary War there. That's another very noted place there.
It's a ballad about mountain, I think. I know.
Yeah, mountain. This sits down on down a little bit further. And Mrs. now has, she was instrumental in developing that and made an old relic out of it. They retained it just like it was back when it was first. But that's it. That's a picture of it on the wall over there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's mountain. That's the way. That's a picture of it on the wall. You even see the holes in up there where they fixed to shoot out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a fort. It was called most like a fort. But what I was going to say about this, you asked me about these preachers. This oldest son was a very, very popular preacher, very notorious, you might say, not notorious, but was a popular preacher and was considered back in his day and time when he was in his prime to be one about the fourth, or fifth, sixth best preachers in the United States at that time. In fact, his last pastor that he held was in Springfield, Illinois, First Presbyterian Church in Springfield, Illinois, which was Governor Loudon, who was the governor of the state of Illinois at that time. And he and the old governor were the best of friends.
Is that right?
And grew up on the farm, and he loved the farm, and Governor Loudon had a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and the old governor would go out to the farm and talk things over. Now they were the best of friends. Later on in years, Governor Loudon came down to Tennessee to see how we was farming down in here and had a good time. Well, now going on further, their middle son now that was born here spent most of his life in Texas, married a Texas girl and liked the West. But after his father's death, after his father who lived here got so he couldn't carry on, he came back and operated the farm here till we bought it from him.
Uh-huh.
And then their younger son farmed for a few years, and he decided his calling was to preach. So he was a good preacher too. He preached and married a girl from North Carolina, and he preached for a while in Beckley, West Virginia, and then he went west, like his mother. A lot of his folks were, his mother's folks were in Texas, so he liked that western spirit, so he goes back to Mineral Wells, Texas, and preaches the rest of his life out there.
I see.
So that's to say they had two preachers in the family, and the other son, after he went back, he got in the auto business, and finally he died in Washington, D.C., though.
Oh.
Yeah, his daughter, one of his daughters, is working up in the government offices up in Washington, D.C., so he died up there.
Did you say your wife was born? Was born right here in the...
She's born
the Valley too?
Just a half a mile east of here.
Mm-hmm. Now this Cold Creek
Creek and
Cold Spring
School and Church. Yeah,
Cold Spring runs into Creek. Is that?
That's right. It runs into the school where it was built right close to this spring, Cold Spring.
Uh-huh.
That's why they named it Cold Spring School. Uh-huh. And the church was founded in 1841, and the school was there before that even.
Sure.